Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending the Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee meeting scheduled for today. We have apology from Alderman Martin, and I would like to remind everyone if they could make sure their phones are either on silent or turned off, please. That includes the gallery. All persons in attendance are advised that it's council policy to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Do we have any declarations of interest? No? Come to public question time. Members of the public have the opportunity to ask a question. Anyone who might like to do that?
No, thank you.
Thank you. No questions on notice from Alderman. Move to item 4.1, elected members' expenditure report for November, December and January. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Thank you. Alice, Alderman Jarman, do I comment?
No, everything's there. Thank you very much.
Alderman Emerton.
All in the report, thank you.
Any other comments? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.1, finance report for January. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. A seconder?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Emerton.
A detailed report again with clearly the executive summary showing favourable and unfavourable transactions. Fortunately, most of them being favourable, outweighing the unfavourable, puts us in a continuing strong financial situation. Looking through the individual reports as well, they're still strong and everything's in Alderman Goodwood's terms would be hunky-dory. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, look, I've just got one question on page 15. There's a couple of obviously overs there at the moment, and most of them are explained except for the 36,000 over construction progressing on Formby Road Renewal northbound, Lyons Avenue to Bass Highway. So where are those funds coming from that have gone over budget?
Through you, Acting Mayor.
Thank you, Mr.
In that particular project, I'm just trying to recall, I believe that that one has gone over. It has previously been reported, but there has been a number of under-expenditures in a lot of the other projects. You referred to page, can you just tell me?
Page 15,
yep.
It's almost down the bottom. It's the second last one, if you simply put in red.
CTO 209.
Oh, that's the number. 0209.
Okay, yep.
In relation to, it says there's obviously the construction's progressing.
Yes.
I think the best thing we can do is actually send something out to you tomorrow explaining what has resulted in that.
And the same for the other one then, just below it, Devonport Road Renewal as well, 24,000 over.
Yep.
Thank you. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Cheers. Nothing further.
Thank you. So they're still in progress.
Through you, Chair, yes, they're still in progress, probably very much nearing completion. But it shows us it being in progress until such time as contractors have finished. They are still working on that project. When we issue the contracts, we issue it for the total, and sometimes you'll find that there'll be adjustments towards the end where they haven't used all the contingencies, and so that comes back out of the project as well.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Emerton to close.
I consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1 on page 17, Alderman Goodwin, upgrade of the lighting at Maidstone Park.
Happy to move that.
Yeah, second.
Sorry, was that...
Yes.
Limiton? Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
This will be great. It's certainly in an area that I'm looking forward to seeing us progress with future improvements at all times. It's becoming a really great sporting precinct that we've got there, and great to see that we're improving the lighting. It's certainly something needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Chair. I think the users, particularly the footy club and the cricket club, have been extremely patient over a long period of time, and I think it'll be a very exciting news for them to know that this is going to be passed, hopefully. And I also think it's important for ratepayers to understand that sometimes these things don't get done instantly, but prudently a council have sought external funding and for us to actually get this upgrade pretty well done without using only 50% of the ratepayers funds is an extremely excellent result. So I highly recommend that our fellow aldermen will accept the report and the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2, the Australian Maritime Museum's Council's annual conference.
I'd like to move that, but I'd like to make an amendment if possible and see if there's some support.
Well,
to the amount.
You could move a different motion if you choose to.
Well, I'd just like to see the amount actually more than the...
If you move it, I'll second it.
Yes, I'd like to improve the amount that we're offering for this once-in-a-lifetime event that we haven't done before.
Well, it's your motion, so you can put whatever you choose.
That'd
to
be
put
great.
In there.
Okay. Well,
so
I think that we ought to look at doing 20,000 if that's possible.
So that's your motion. Everything's the same except the amount is 20 rather than 10?
Yes, thank you.
Do I have a seconder for that motion?
Yeah, I'll second it for discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, I'm just going on the budget and that it will be in deficit of 12,720. And I just think it would be nice if we could put some money towards it instead of just breaking even or maybe even being in deficit of $2,720. Perhaps we could put a bit more money into this, promoting it well, helping them really make it a special event and really put Devonport on the map by doing it really well instead of just giving them the $10,000. It's not often that they've ever asked us for money for an event, and I'd just like to see if we could fund it a little bit better. So that's why I thought we'd give some more money towards it. Thank you.
Can I just seek clarification from the GM? The money is for our maritime... centre to manage this event? Is that... It's not to give to somebody to manage it?
Correct. The event would be organised by Devonport City Council and through the Maritime Centre, so it would be an allocation towards the running of the event.
Okay. So it's an internal cost, really?
Yes.
Thank you.
I suppose the way I'm looking at it is... if we have an overrun, that goes back into our coffers anyway, but it'd be nice for them to have a little bit more money to spend on it and perhaps have a little bit more budget to work with, and that way we could really make sure it's a very successful event. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Deputy Mayor. Well, just a question through you to the General Manager. You're saying you commit 10,000 and 18 anonymous, so how far have you delved into this to say that is 10,000 sufficient? Where are we at? Any indicative numbers at this point in time?
Yes, through you, Madam Chair. Our indicative budget there indicates that $10,000 in the forward budget for 2018-19 would be sufficient to run the event as expected. Any further funding would, of course, increase the capacity of the event. However, that indicative budget providing a bottom line deficit of 12,720 would run the event to a sufficient level.
Right. Okay. So, and it's all to be done within house. Okay. So, what we'll basically have is a round robin of checks, for want of a better word, or we just allocate it against one division to the other.
Yes, that'd be correct.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, Deputy Mayor, and we'll just see how it pans out.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you. I believe that we probably shouldn't make it too much more, personally, for the reason of that. Basically, if you look at this, we're actually sponsoring people to come to the event and have the dinner. And when I've gone to conferences, I'm more than happy to pay whatever it costs for a dinner because they are usually very good events. I do agree with Alderman Jarman in the sense of let's make this a really good event, from not only just from the Maritime, Bass Strait Maritime Museum's view, but from Devonport's view. I certainly support that wholeheartedly, but I think just throwing 20 grand, I would prefer to make it around that the 12 deficit or the 10 deficit, if that's really what the officers feel that we could get away with. I would have thought there could be perhaps a creeping up of the conference dinner, but again, subject to market forces there. But my preference would be to remain it at the 10. But totally supported. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
So is this subsidising conferences something that other councils do and we have done in the past through you to...
Who wants to take that?
Oh, through you, Madam Chair.
I don't like being Mr. That's fine.
I think this particular conference has been here before. I think there was some sort of maritime meeting or conference or something that was held in Devonport a few years ago, from memory. However, I might be wrong there. By the look of everybody's face, I'm wrong.
We continue to host the endeavour.
Yep.
The little ship. But.
But to answer your question, some councils would certainly support things coming to their area and hosting it. Obviously, it's been to Hobart in the past. It's been to a number of other places, and this would be a similar ask would be provided as part of that process for those other locations where this conference goes to. Because I think, and I'm looking at Mr. Dobson on this, I think generally most of the centres are volunteer type people who are involved, and so therefore, there is an expectation that the registration fees are kept reasonably low because you're actually dealing with a volunteer group rather than the people who have their employers paying for the cost of the conference.
Right. So if we're going to give them $10,000 and we get 50 people come, then we're basically sponsoring each person $100 for their trip over here. So is that right there?
I think that you just need to... understand that the actual allocation is an allocation in council's budget to support this conference. It's not about providing money to the attendees. It's about sponsoring the conference and having these people come to this area. So it is a bit different to what you just described. And it depends on the number of registrations as to how much that deficit in the overall cost will likely be. So... that was why, when this report was prepared, it was suggested that the $10,000 amount be included in the budget. And if we get 200 registrations, well, we're not going to need that $10,000 because it should go closer to covering its own costs. Or if we pick up some sponsorship or partnership funds in addition to the $2,500, that could then reduce the amount that council itself...
But if you get 20 registrations, you're in...
Yeah. If you get 20, then we've got a bit of a problem. It's probably time to call the conference off.
Yeah. Okay, so... basically, so we're offering 10,000. Is that right at the moment? We're not offering any more?
At the present time, the motion is committing 20,000 in our budget to ensure the success of the event. So it's allocating that amount net in the budget next year, but I think the comments that Mr. Dobson made before is that we wouldn't intend to spend the money unless it's necessary to make sure this event is successful.
Okay.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Yeah, the reason I'm looking at the 20,000 is so that we've got enough. If the money isn't needed, it goes back to us. So it's not money that we're just going to frivolously spend. I'm trying to look at the fact that we might be able to pay for a skipper for the Julie Burgess while they're here, if we can't get a skipper. We might be able to promote things a lot better. And we might be able to actually put this event on and encourage enough people to come here. Again, we're basing it on 25 interstate people and what we'd get from their spend. Let's hope that we can get more interstate people if we've got more money to spend on the marketing of this. I'm just trying to allocate more in the beginning so that it doesn't mean that we're going to necessarily just go crazy with that money. It comes back to us if we don't spend. So I'm just aiming for us to have enough to make sure that we have enough so that we can not overextend and get criticised for it at the end of the day, which we get a lot of flack if we're doing the wrong thing and we overspend on an event of ours. So I'm just trying to make sure that we're doing it and doing it really well. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against?
No.
No. I'll ask for a show of hands. Those for the motion, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Jarman. Those against the motion, Alderman Emerton, Alderman Mild, Alderman Rockliffe. The motion is lost.
I'll now move the original recommendation.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Yes.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin, did you have anything else?
If I can, to the gentleman. On the recommendation, it says that it goes to Marathon Council Regional Workshop in October 18. At the back here, there's a letter. Dear Alan, read the conference 2019. What have we got here?
Through you, Madam Chair. The Executive Mayor of Corporate and Business Services Community first liaised with the AWMC, they were talking 2019. 2019 is a very difficult year in the Australian Maritime Heritage sector, as it is the preparation year for a reenactment of Captain Cook's voyage across from New Zealand, which means that many of the centres will be involved with that. By hosting it in 2018, we can actually access some of the vessels coming out of the Australian Maritime Museum in Sydney, which would be a bit of benefit to the event. So it's considered that 2018 is a far more likely and successful year to host the event.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Thank you. Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Anyone else? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 7.1. which is a report on minutes from Council Special Interest Groups and Advisory Boards. We have the recommendation on page 32.
Happy to move that.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
No.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Jarman.
Oh, it's all there. Happy to push it through. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
Yeah, nothing further to add.
Any other comment, question? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed, thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously, thank you. Item 7.3 on page 100 and something, 4 or 5. Bear with me. The recommendation is on page 103. Can I have a mover, please?
Recommendation page 103.
Yes.
Happy to second it.
Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Jarman, Alderman Goodwin.
Nothing to add, it's a recommendation of the report we received and noted. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, look, congratulations to all the staff on the events that have been held over this busy period and all the work that they have to do and put in. It's much appreciated, I'm sure, by the community, just not said out loud enough. Thank you.
Thank you, you're right, it has been a very busy period and lots of successful events, so congratulations to everyone. Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Chair.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Alderman Emerton. Oh. I apologise.
That's okay, Deputy Mayor. You were looking down. I just wanted to add to Alderman Jarman's comments that I was involved with a couple of these events and the staff did an amazing job. They just seemed to turn up, pop up, be there all the time. So congratulations to them, to the wider staff and to the particularly... the guys that turn up, Justin and Johanna particularly. Thanks.
Thank you. I'll assume it's closed, Alderman Goodwin. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. And that being the end, no? No? One more? It's the Governance and Finance Report. I'm ahead of myself. The Governance and Finance Report, do I have a mover for that report, please?
You have a mover.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
No.
Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin.
I have nothing further to add, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton.
No, it's just continually encouraged by this particular report of just a slight strengthening all the time, building upon the work that's been done and by the confidence that's been generated, I think, from a number of things, but particularly that emanates out of this chamber, decisions that emanate out of this chamber. And I think, we are on the cusp of some pretty reasonably good times for Devonport, and I would say it's about time. And so, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Milne.
Just on the social media interactions, I have a question about if there's a community event on, or I have a particular business that I want to promote, can I get in contact with the DCC and get that on to the Facebook page, or is that...
We have a policy, I assume.
Through you, Madam Chair, the process is that if there's somebody that wants to promote an event in Devonport, the location where we do that is on the Devonport Events page. It is a council-run page, but it's not the corporate page. So we are mindful of that. There was an instance recently where something was liked on the Devonport Corporate Council page, which caused some concern. We are trying to ensure that the events page is where the promotion of events and those sort of things are occurring. But it's events where... even if they are of a commercial nature, which are of interest to the community, basically, that we try and promote as much as possible, because it's good for everybody.
Right. So what you're saying is there's a separation between the commercial page, the events page, and
the corporate page.
And the corporate page, yeah. And that's going to be policed a little bit.
That's where we're going to ensure that the two don't get necessarily confused.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions, queries, comments? No? Alderman Goodwin to close?
To reply, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Now, do I need to get a mover? I just declare the meeting closed at 5:57? No.
Three?
We can wait for 5 minutes. 5:53? You win.